Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is a much cooler day, and that is our top story on New Year's Eve. Temps taking a big dip tonight.
That's because a cold front rolled in overnight, so bundle up if you plan to be outdoors ringing in the new year.
Now, there is plenty to do in North Texas, of course, tonight.
Come on, dancing around the fire.
Yeah, you may need a fire to stay warm tonight. That's Flatland Cavalry. They're in concert at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth tonight. That one's sold out, but there are resale tickets available.
At Billy Bob's Texas in Fort Worth, New Year's Eve party featuring Gary Allen. They're going to have four different balloon drops, champagne toast at midnight.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just dropped four individual balloons? Maybe I just read that wrong. It's just a really sad one. I'm kidding, Billy Bob's. I know it's not going to be sad. Glass Cactus New Year's Eve bash at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine with performances by Infinite Journey and Nerd Halen.
New Year's Eve Adultiverse at Meow Wolf Grapevine. There's going to be a full-service bar and show-stopping performances.
Okay, and speaking of the weather, there's a very real chance some parts of the state could start the new year with some snow.
The cold starts this week, but the real worry is about next week. Meteorologists are tracking an Arctic air mass that's moving in.
It does look like we are going to get at least below normal temperatures, but we'll see how cold they are from there.
Matthew Brady at the National Weather Service says that 1 week from Wednesday, there's the possibility of snow as far south as San Antonio, but a lot could happen between now and then. Earlier this year, the Electric Reliability Council's chief meteorologist warned that we could see a weather pattern similar to what happened during Winter Storm Uri. ERCOT says they're ready. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
People across Texas and the nation continue to pay tribute to the 39th President of the United States.
President Carter was the last Democrat to win the presidential election in Texas. In Austin, the majority I talked to stressed what a great and kind man he was and how we could use more like him today.
I don't think he was a particularly great president, but I think he was a good person.
From what I heard, he was a good guy.
Everything that he's done after he left the office, was it Habitat for Humanity? Yes, especially that.
The 26 electoral votes from Texas helped Carter win the presidency in 1976. But it was his heart and character that is most remembered.
I think he did a lot of good for humankind.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Sherman, the search for a little girl is entering day 8. Clara Robinson and her father were swept away after her family's car careened into a creek on Christmas Eve. Her father's body has been recovered and crews have spent the last week searching for the 8-year-old girl, but there's still no sign of her. The family was traveling from Oklahoma to McKinney for the holiday.
Denton police searching for leads in a fatal shooting from Sunday.
Police got a call just after 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon about a man lying on the ground on Normal Street. EMS arrived and began performing life-saving measures on him, then rushed him to the hospital, but he died from his injuries. He has been identified as 19-year-old Cody Stewart. Police say he'd been involved in a disturbance with someone else earlier in the day. They're investigating the case, but so far have not made any arrests. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic is the latest athlete targeted in a wave of break-ins that's now under FBI investigation. Thieves struck his home during Friday's game in Phoenix, making off with $30,000 in jewelry, according to a Dallas police report obtained by the Dallas Morning News. Similar incidents have recently hit NFL stars Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce, and that's raising concerns about the safety of high-profile athletes.
Crank it up.
Spinal.
I know.
Almost.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have reached a divorce settlement, and it ends one of the longest and most contentious divorces in Hollywood history. The two filed a court document yesterday saying they'd reached a written agreement. Finally, it's been 8 years. Jolie's attorney says that Jolie is exhausted but relieved. Yeah, it's been 8 years. years.
We're all exhausted at this point.
Absolutely. They were a prominent couple for a dozen years in Hollywood. She filed for divorce in 2016 after a private flight where she said he was abusive to her and the kids. A judge declared the two single back in 2019, but they still had to figure out how to split the assets and the child custody.
Hey, if you're looking for a New Year's resolution, and if it's to find love, look no further than Operation Kindness.
Looking for a furry friend to ring in the new year? Operation Kindness is offering free adoptions for dogs and cats today on New Year's Eve at all of their locations. You can meet Misty, a curious 2-year-old cat with a love for play and naps, or Poncho, an affectionate pit bull mix who's always up for an adventure. And don't forget Sadie, an 8-year-old shepherd mix with endless energy and love to share. Adoption counselors will be on hand to help you find the perfect match so you can start 2025 with a new best friend. For the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I love Operation Kindness.
Oh, yeah.
We adopted a dog from there years and years ago. She's no longer with us, Bella. She was our best, worst dog. She was so naughty. It's such a great dog.
The 7-9 Cowboys close out a frustrating season Sunday against the Commanders at AT&T Stadium. It also, of course, might mark the end of Mike McCarthy's tenure as head coach. His contract is expiring. Same story with most of the coaches on the staff as well. McCarthy's future is uncertain.
You know, I've answered this question the same forever how many months now. So I think the focus, you know, I need to make sure I'm doing exactly what I'm asking everybody else to do. So we need to finish the race. It's been a challenging year based on our contract situation for the coaches. I mean, it's stating the obvious, but, you know, we'll have time to talk about that next week.
He's trying to, you know, just keep first things first. I got to respect him. You know, some coaches, some Cowboy fans don't want McCarthy back, mm-hmm. but I will say he's a professional. There's no doubt about that. Cowboys and Commanders Sunday at noon on 105.3 The Fan.
Ruh-roh, the Dallas Stars have to pay a $100,000 in fines because it broke a rule in the players' union contract over Christmas. The team held an optional practice and a bunch of the young players actually showed up. That practice violated the contract that says the NHL can't have practices on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after.
Uh-oh.
Head coach Pete DeBoer took the blame for letting the players use the ice over the holiday. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were just ice skating.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. It was just a couple skate. Your business news for Trajan Wealth. KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Business analyst David Johnson.
Well, we close out the year, and a marvelous year it has been. Not in the good last few days, but we're pacing for back-to-back 20% gains in the S&P 500. Second year in a row. That's just absolutely remarkable. Now, the Dow has lagged a bit. It's up 13%, but the NASDAQ's up 30%, so this has been quite remarkable. It does look like we get a little bit of a bounce this morning. At least that's the early indication. The Dow looks higher by 142, the NASDAQ up 81, the S&P up 19. A little bit of economic news to end the year. Most of it's housing-related, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, arguably the most important number. That's supposed to be up 4.2% from 4.6%. But we did see some data yesterday that indicated an uptick in new home sales. They're like a lot of people had been waiting for interest rates to drop. Then they finally decided they're not going to drop. So they went out and bought the house that they'd been looking for. Natural gas is pulling back a little bit today. Big spike yesterday. It's down about 3% today. It was up 20% yesterday. The sharpest one-day percentage gain since January of 2022. And this is all tied to this cold snap that's supposed to be hitting the northern part of the country and actually down the East Coast, too. And it's also been given the credit for a nice gain in some of the retail numbers. Cooler December weather evidently giving a boost to sales, or expected to give a boost to sales at Home Depot and Lowe's and Tractor Supply, and also a lot of the auto parts companies, O'Reilly Auto Parts, AutoZone, all got a nice lift because the sense is the colder weather, for some reason, pushes people to go buy auto parts. Crude's up 4 cents, $71.03. Gold's up another $7 and a dime, $26.25. Gold has had a really strong run in 2024. The all-time high was reached October the 31st with a gain of about $100 more than we're seeing right now. And interest rates for the second consecutive day pulling back a little bit, 4.52%. Right now looks like modest gains across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
2024 is coming to an end, so we are taking a look back. It was another big year for elections, both here in Texas and, of course, nationally. There was the presidential election.
There were two big turns in this election, the first occurring in rural Pennsylvania.
They just tried to kill President Trump. Over here, quick!
I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear.
The second occurred when Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Moving on to the race for Senate, between Democrat Colin Allred and Republican incumbent Ted Cruz. It was one of the most expensive congressional races ever. The two combined to raise more than $166 million. And when the dust cleared and the votes were counted, Cruz won.
When I return to the Senate, I carry with me not just a victory, but a mandate. From the people of Texas, we must secure the border.
Republicans again did well across Texas, winning all of the statewide races. They expanded their majority in the state house by flipping two seats in historically Democratic border districts. And the Latino vote continued its move to the right. Starr, Hidalgo, and Cameron counties all along the Texas-Mexico border, all 90% Latino, all voting red. The next big election will be for Speaker of the Texas House. The race appears to be between Representatives David Cook and Dustin Burroughs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.